You are listening to the Voice of the Arts, WQED FM. I'm Jim Cunningham. Susan Medley is here, the music director of the Pittsburgh Concert Chorale. Let there be music, holiday music. Hooray!
There will be holiday music, yes. Even in this crazy time, we are making music.
How are you doing it?
Well, not in the typical way, because unbelievably, singing is one of the most dangerous things that you can do during this pandemic, because of the aerosol transmission of the virus. Singing is just not safe to do in a group. So we decided that we were still going to make music the best way we could. So the Pittsburgh Concert Chorale has been rehearsing on Tuesday nights. It's regular rehearsal night on Zoom, which is unbelievably complicated because they can't hear each other because of all the different internet speeds. So the way we've been doing this, our accompanist Brian Sable has been coming to my house because we have to be in the same place. And so we, you know, I conduct the rehearsal just like I'm standing in front of them, but they have to mute themselves so they can only hear me and they can hear themselves, but they can't hear each other. And I can't hear them, which is really crazy because I feel like I'm painting with a blindfold on or something. It's just, it's really crazy. But Brian and I made recordings for them so they could learn their parts. And so then we've been rehearsing online and we are putting a concert together. And it's going to be one of these virtual choir concerts. Virtual choirs have become, well, obviously very popular right now because it's the only way we can do it. But they've been, they've each made a recording of themselves singing their song. And then they send those recordings in to me. And then I am assembling, I'm doing the audio editing. And then Janine Michael, who does videos by Janine, two of her siblings, so she has a brother and sister in the Pittsburgh Concert Chorale. And she is so creative. So she's been doing all the video work and is putting them into, I call them the Brady Bunch faces, you know. And then doing other, you know, doing some other film things with the video. That it's just going to be really, we're surprised at how good it is turning out. When you consider that all these people are recording in a vacuum, you know, they're just kind of in their living room or in their garage or wherever they're doing their recordings, and you put them together and they sound like a choir.
So it's the virtual Sounds of the Season concert, and it's Friday, December 11th at 8 p.m., and it is free.
It is free. This is our gift to the community. You know, there are so many Christmas traditions that people are not able to do this year. You know, so often people go, you know, they go to the Nutcracker and they go to the, you know, all of the things that they tend to do that you just can't go because people are not doing these performances. And we thought we are going to just give this gift to the community. So when people want to hear Christmas music, they can sit down at their computer and just click on the link and have a concert by the Pittsburgh Concert Chorale. We're doing 10 or 11 songs. And so it's a, you know, it's a full blown concert.
Will I hear Frosty the Snowman?
You will. You will hear Frosty and Rudolph too.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's going to be a real mix of, you know, traditional carols. There's Silent Night and Joy to the World and, you know, the typical carols. We're doing Sivivon, a Jewish song about the dreidel, Hanukkah song. We're doing Frosty and Rudolph, but we're also doing Ring Those Christmas Bells and Carol of the Bells and you know, just a real mix of lots of different types of holiday music.
So it sounds like it will make you happy.
Make you happy. Yes. And it premieres online at 8 o'clock on this Friday night, the 11th of December, but then it will live on our website and on our YouTube channel. And to get to it, people can just go to the PCC website. It's www.pccsing.org. And at 8 o'clock on Friday night, they can just click on it. And my hope is that people not only all over Pittsburgh, but really all around the world, since it'll be online, anybody who wants to listen to this concert can play a part in it. And we don't even care if they sing along.
You must sing along. You must sing along. Now, each singer recording their part individually. This sounds a little scary to me as someone that was terrified of the annual audition or re-audition or whatever. Are you finding any weaknesses in the choir?
You know, it's been really fun to because and I told them, I said, having done this, nobody needs to re-audition this summer because we do re-audition every year. And I said, this is way more terrifying for you than an audition. And it also tells me lots about their voices. But they have been such troopers to just, dive in about not the but about of them have normally around I 60 and 70. Most songs I think have 65 singers singing. And they've really enjoyed it. And they've told me later, this was really terrifying to make this recording on my own, without other singers singing along. It's just, they have to kind of sing it on their own and they're doing a beautiful job.
What did you tell the singers to wear? Will they have red caps like Santa?
For one of the songs, yes. For most of the songs, they're in, typical concert attire, but for one of the songs, I said, yes, we've got to break out the ugly sweaters and the Santa hats and, go that route.
The only way we'll see them as a group is if they are, you said, like the Brady Bunch. They're kind of superimposed on the screen.
Yes. Janine is doing that. Of course, they've all been sending me the videos, and I've learned so much about editing, which I never knew before, and I never really cared to know. But in these times, we learn old dogs can learn new tricks. And when you drop it into the editing program, it splits it. There's a video track and an audio track. So she's working with the video, and I'm working with the audio. And we, people out there who are listening who have done virtual choir, they know this, but at the beginning of the track, I count to four and they all have to clap on beats three and four. And then that gives little lines on the audio track that I can line up to sync them so that they're starting at the same time. And that also gives Janine something visually to look at when they clap, then she can line them up. And fun fact, that's why they use those clapboards when they're making movies and go take one and they slam that. It's so they can line up the sound with the visual when they're editing. So it's been a real learning process, but well worth it because I think the results are really, I think people are going to really enjoy it.
And you suggested the choir still able to have a little camaraderie in the doing of it all.
Oh yes, because every rehearsal, at the end of rehearsal, then everybody unmutes themselves and we all just talk and share anything that happened that week or people are enjoying it so much because part of what makes a choir so special is that interaction with other people. I mean, that certainly the musical part of creating something beautiful with other voices, but the social aspect of it. I mean, there are people that go out after choir rehearsal or people that have dinner before choir rehearsal, and that has all kind of come to a halt. And in Zoom, it does make it possible for them to see each other. And I know a lot of them do get together on Zoom after the rehearsal, just like they would go out. So it's been a way to keep the group still together as a unit and to provide that sort of social outlet for us as we're making music in the best way we can right now, too.
Oh, it just sounds great. I can't wait to see it. Congratulations. It's really wonderful. How's everything at W and J? You're doing okay in the teaching down there, even with the strange situation?
It's been a very strange semester. I did all my teaching online again because singing is dangerous, and it was really unusual. But I'm so proud of the students; they really hung in there. And we did a virtual choral concert with W and J too. And my instrumental colleague there, Clint Blyle, he had some kids on campus and some kids off campus, so he did sort of a hybrid concert and made kind of two ensembles out of the students, the ones at home and the ones that were there. So it's been challenging, but the students are very resilient and they just kind of go with the flow and they've done a great job.
Well, good luck with the second semester and
Thank you. It's going to be a replay of the first. Although for the second semester, what I'm going to do is involve, in addition to the students that I currently have, I'm going to invite the alumni to participate as well because I can, since we're on Zoom, it doesn't matter where they are in the world, they can still participate. I can do rehearsals with them and then we'll make them a part of the performance too.
are there any in-person music happenings at all at W and J? You can't have band because all the wind instruments are problematic, like singing.
Well, they are rehearsing, they're doing socially distant rehearsals in sections, but they'll have, you know, maybe the brass, and the brass will be all over the room, or they'll be rehearsing in the theater. That's a large space that they can do that, but not with the entire ensemble together. And the other aspect of that is it all has to be the final product has to be online anyway, because we can't have live concerts, because they're just, you know, we just can't have large gatherings in any one space.
Oh my.
Yeah.
One of the strangest things I saw was a picture of a student, a Juilliard, a wind player who was a bassoonist, I think, and they had created some kind of a plastic enclosure for the instrument so that there wouldn't be any aerosols or splashes or whatever. And I thought, wow, things are really weird if this is what's happening in the nation's music capital, you know?
It is so strange. And you know, it seems like every day you hear about yet another ensemble that's canceling their performances through, you know, I think Broadway is now through what, March, or did they go through the end of May? I can't remember, but it's further and further out. They're pushing it. And I don't think any of us ever dreamed when all of this started last March that we would be going into 2021 still not sure if or when we're going to be able to make music safely.
All the best to you and mom, and I'll look forward to speaking with you very soon. It's just so great to see you. I hate saying goodbye. I really do.
I know,
I'll
me
say
too, Jim.
Auf Wiedersehen.
It's good to see you. All
Auf
right.
Wiedersehen. Until we meet again.
Wiedersehen.